Good evening, Utah. This is Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center. It might start sounding like a broken record pretty soon, but all eyes are on next week as a significant pattern shift looks to be on the way. This most recent dry spell can be partly attributed to a blocking high pressure system, which as the name suggests has been blocking systems from entering the Great Basin. But with that out of the way, expect some much needed active weather in the extended forecast. For tonight though, clear skies with overnight lows in the upper 20s in the far north, mid to upper 30s down the Wasatch Front, and mid 40s down in St. George. By tomorrow, warming up well above average for this time of year, tapping out around 50 in Logan, low 50s around Salt Lake City and the surrounding valleys, and closing in on 70 down in St. George. Come Friday, expect daytime temperatures to continue to warm, across northern Utah at least, a few degrees higher across the board. Down in southern Utah and St. George, though, you'll be a few degrees cooler, which is thanks to an isolated low-pressure system to the southwest, bringing some patchy cloud cover to southern Utah through the afternoon, which will limit daytime warming potential. Come the weekend, that low-pressure system could bring some very light sprinkles to southern Utah on Saturday and Sunday. Past that is when things start to look more promising, with what currently looks to be a series of systems through the midweek. We'll keep you updated as it gets closer in the forecast range. Thank you for listening. This has been Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center.